Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my series on what to do when you really, really want the desire of your heart, particularly if you've been doing everything you are told to do in manifestation land, the affirmations, chanting. You're doing everything you think. What can you do to really tip the scale so you can receive what you want? So this practice, it's easy, but it's a little bit of work to it, but it's worth it. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a spiritual coach. I help people use spirituality and personal development to create the life of their dreams. If you are sensing it's time to hire a coach so you can achieve and receive everything that you've been longing for, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, of course, take a look at my offerings, but also sign up for my newsletter and I will send you an intuitive message every week. All right, let's talk about the next step that you can do so that you align with the energy of your desire. So you've heard this before. You have to believe that it is yours. And I have found one of the easiest and often overlooked ways to start to believe that your desire is yours is to get really specific about that desire. So it's not just, I want a boyfriend, but you really break down what qualities that boyfriend has, what qualities he doesn't have, and the qualities of the relationship you're in with that person. It's not just, I want to start a business so I can quit my job. Really break down the specifics of leaving your job, what type of business you want to start, when do you want to start it, what's your primary source of revenue, what would make you feel really good in that practice of starting a business. Be very specific. And this comes in a lot of different forms. When it's, starting a business has a lot of legs to it, that desire, right? It's the transition, it's setting yourself up. That has a lot of parts. So take the time and write that paragraph out of what it looks like to transition out of your job into a business, or what it looks like to be in this really amazing relationship with this wonderful person. And you meet their needs and they meet your needs, and the quality of the relationship is what you most want, write that down. And then you can also do this just with your immediate desires. So I do this on a daily basis. I write down all my immediate desires, from income to tasks I want to complete, to projects I have in mind, to errands I want to run. I write it down in present tense as if it were so. So it's not just, I need to wash the car. It's, my car is clean, both inside and out. And it was an easy process. And I enjoyed every minute of it, right? It's very much like, often in the personal development space, they use the analogy of ordering a meal in a restaurant. So imagine that your angels or the unicorns or the fairies or the gods and goddesses or Jesus is standing right next to you, and you're outlining specifically what you want. And you're going to do that in present tense, just the same way you would as if you were ordering a burger in a restaurant, and include all the bells and whistles. I have found when I'm not being specific, it's because I'm harboring some deep, deep fear that I'm not going to get what I want. And so use that as a sign and challenge yourself to get specific. I have also found that the more detailed you are, the less space and energy you have to give energy to that gremlin within you, that lower vibrational part of you, the devil within, that's going to be yelling at you, telling you that you can't have what you want. So I think this process of getting specific, A, it clears out some energy because you don't have to listen to that voice because you're so devoted and excited about the details of your desire. And then I think the second part of it all is that when you do it every day, it's in the forefront of your mind. And so if spirit is giving you signs of where to direct your energy so that you can be receptive to whatever it is that you want to come in, you're more aware of it. You see all the synchronicities. You see how things are lining up on your behalf. I think, yes, there is a process where you can write down your desires and put it away and just let it manifest. Sure. But I think if it's something you really, really want in the immediate, make it a daily practice to write it down. Write it down in present tense as if it were so. And there's nothing too big or too small in the world of manifestation. You can ask for anything you want. All you have to do is get your energy behind it and believe it. And I think the daily practice of writing it down really helps you start to shift into belief, and you start to have faith, and you start to get excited. I think it's really fun when I write down in detail what I want, because then I'm like, oh, something clicks in me, and I'm like, oh, I see it in my mind, and I can feel it. It's not just this thing outside of me that I hope will show up. It moves you out of wishful thinking, which is always a good start, but it's not the same as aligning or vibrating or believing that what you want is on its way to you. So just like when you order in a restaurant and you're very specific about what you want, you expect that when that server comes back with your food, you're going to get that. And 99% of the time, that's what happens. So approach this process of being really specific and detailed and refining your desire just in the same way you would if you were in a restaurant ordering food. Which I love that analogy because I love food. And I'm very specific about the way I order my food. And if I don't get what I want, I'm a bit annoyed about it all. I'm very annoyed because food is special and sacred, but your desires are special and sacred too. And so taking the time to really use your power in this way, use your mind in this way, use your ability to get specific in this way, makes you strong. It makes you wise. It centers you. Life is not happening to you and just things showing up at random. You're creating. You're co-creating with the universe, and it all gets a lot more fun. So write down every day in present tense and really focus on your immediate desires, especially if it is something right now that you want. But you can also do this for longer range goals too, or what you believe is a longer range goal. Maybe it's something that you see happening at the end of the year. But if you're writing it down every day and you're being really specific, I promise you, you will collapse that time frame and it'll happen a lot faster. So that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I would love to help you refine your desire and get really specific and detailed about what you want so you can welcome it in. Believe it or not, it's 45% of my work as a coach. When I started in this business 13 years ago, I thought people would already come to me knowing what they want. And I have found that most of the time I'm helping people gain that sense of clarity so that they can direct their energy and their prayers, their meditations in alignment with what they truly want. So if you are ready to use your power, if you are ready to create your reality and you want some support with that, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I believe I have a couple more shows on this topic of what to do to get what you really, really want. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.